Okay. Okay, Rabosai. When we left off, we had seen the din of Psikresha, of even Psikresha of spilling water on the grass and the Isurim involved. There's a lot of discussion here in terms of what about Grumma? Is there a heter to get rid of your water through Grumma? This is something that comes up a lot. Often there are sinks in the backyard, et cetera, that just drain onto grass, directly or indirectly. Sometimes there are water fountains in public parks that the water eventually goes on to the grass. I'm sure we could think of a million other such examples. They discuss sukkah, right? And there must be some people here who are fancier than me, who have the roof that you crank down or something over the sukkah when it rains. And when the sun comes out again, you want to miss those sukkah. You open up the roof. What happens to all the water on the roof? It spills. Spills on the grass, etc. So I'll be cautious, all this is after. What if we just say Psikresha and Lichalei is after? You're not allowed to spill water onto the grass. Sorry, Psikresha and Lichalei. You're not allowed to. Psikresha is definitely after. You're not allowed to spill water onto the grass. If it's your grass, for sure, because it's Lichalei, even if someone else's grass is blown Lichalei, we learned that it was also after. However, the Shmir Shabbos brings down a great kula from Shlomo Zalman. In Perek Yud Beis, Halach Yatet, if the water goes through a pipe and a little far away, it gets to water with land ground with grass really growing on it. Marshall told you done, so you can use Brintilis or you can pour water or anything else you want to do. If it is indirect through a pipe, it is okay. However, directly under it, then it is after. And why is the heter? He explains in the footnote here, because of grumma, right? And what's the chiddush of Shlomo Zalman here? Shlomo Zalman makes a chiddush. I'm not necessarily saying that this is all his chiddush. He's putting together sheetahs that were discussed for a long time. But he said, grumma bipsikresha is mutter. That's his chiddush. Grumma bipsikresha is mutter. It's not your kavana, even though it's for sure going to end up on the grass, and it is grumma. Now here he is making three assumptions, each of which is sort of is a little bit controversial. One, he's assuming that this is called grumma, right? Why is he assuming that this is called grumma? The truth is there are many that tie into this. But he's assuming it's called Grumma. Why is he assuming this is called Grumma? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Da Ayin Zion, Ahmed Bey, Haiman, the Kofsi, the Chavri, Ashwa, Bidka, the Maya, someone who tied someone up. Chavri obviously doesn't mean his friend. It's strange. You take your friend. Chavri usually means his fellow, let's say, in Shas. He tied up, just, this is friend, imagine what he does to his enemy. He tied up his fellow and he opened up on him a dam of water and drowned him. He's chayev, gire didehu, he's chayev for direct mites or tzicha because it is like an arrow. Hani milu koch risho. Koch sheni grum, that's only koch risho. But koch sheni is only grumma, and therefore he is potter. Because it's not his mite Ritzicha. So Koach Sheni of Bidka Demaya is Grumma, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Now, there are two questions we have to ask, right? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Koach Sheni Bidka Demaya equals Grumma. Okay, there are many other sugyas that if you guys can't look at some of the brackets, they bring up, but this is where we'll start. So first of all, what does Koach Sheni mean? What is Rosh Shlomo Zalman assuming here? Koach Sheni means that it doesn't directly land on him, but that it traveled first and then lands there,
right? It has to travel a distance before it lands there. It, no one actually gives like how many meters that distance is. It's a little tricky. Where did you get that idea from? Anyone know where Shlomo Zalman gets that idea from? The caught Shani means it travels and then gets and then hits him? From Rashi. Michal's right, meaning that also a good raya for this. You're thinking well, but that's not the direct source of this. Rashi says, what does koach sheni mean? Koach sheni means sheheniko rachok tach. Well, not for mayima miyad b'tzeiso migidro sein olav elo la'achar mikan. He was rachok tach, and it wasn't miyad. He was in delay. That's called koach sheni, and that is called grama. Now, the yad rama here, and there are very, very few votes, two more votes. The yad rama says, that's ridiculous. If I shoot an arrow, does it matter if you're right here or if you're 100 yards away? No, we don't think that's a direct maisa. Who cares? The arrow travels a little, it travels a lot. Either way, that's a direct maisa.
I mean, that's reasonable because you would assume that there would be like a standard distance that would be associated with different maisa. And then for like pouring water on the grass, it might be within 3 feet, but shooting an arrow might be 100 yards.
Okay, but nonetheless. You understand the Yachmat point. Yeah. The Yachmat disagrees that that's not a Koch Sheni mean. That's considered Koch Rishon. What a Koch Sheni mean? Koch Sheni means something else. Yes, two days. What else? What else Koch Sheni mean? Which we're not going to get into now. So, first of all, we have one more focus. What about, right? Halchu hamayim rachok tach v'lo naflu sham biyad. Rashi says that's called grama. The Yad Rama says that's called maisa and koach rishon, and that's not what Norm is at all. The maisa is pretty much all the poskim say, like Rashi against the Yad Rama. I've heard both Rashi against the Yad Rama, and many of the earlier Rishonim quoted Rashi, and not everybody knew this Yad Rama all the time. Lamaisa, we understand. Why did Shlomo Zalman pick, right? According to the Yad Rama, there's no one here of any of these things. Why did he pick Rashi instead of the Yad Rama? Okay. Definitely pick Rashi instead of the Yad Rama. That's pretty mukkam. Among pretty much all the other. The other machlokes, which is a big, in the Sefer of Nibru, he said, no matter how far it travels, that's still called Maisa, not Grama.
Was a shuk, the young Rabbi Yom Zilber. He also wrote another sefer on Hilchos Shabbos called like the Bris Ola, maybe even a third sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. I forgot what it was called. Talmud Chavetz, if I'm not mistaken. It was one perhaps more well known. We have it in the Beis Medrash. He says there that no matter how far it travels, that's still Maisa. It's only called Grama, so like it stops traveling and then something else makes it go again. So that's really just that, which is what the Yom Rama. So he maybe is like the Yad Rama. He footnotes himself, we'll put a different book that we don't have the Beis Medrash, but I think he's similar to the Yad Rama. Let's call him the Shodas Nidvaru. He says, nope, that's called Maisa, no matter how far it traveled. However, that's, Das Yachid at best. It's pretty much like Rashi. Anything that has to travel very far is considered, grama, and there are other rides and shops for that as well.
It's traveling far, it's taking a long time.
It's probably taking a long time. Again, what a long time means, not yet. It's probably taking a long time, which might also differentiate it from an arrow. Because the Shmur Shabbos Bel Kosta assumes in many places, we'll see again and again, in the Yerushal Mazam, and then the Iker Gedra of grama then has a time delay. Whatever, not for now. Lots of luck every time. Lots of good time. But cooked chicken soup takes 2 hours to cook. Okay, you have to differentiate that. He means that not the time delay till it finishes, the time delay till it starts. There's another map locus, which is shakalaitit the Maya is indirect in one way. Did this guy pour the water? Think about it. He tied his friend up and then he drowned him. Do you think he poured the water to drown him? Like Negavas or Kaf? No, clearly before the water, you wouldn't have been enough to drown him. He opened the dam, meaning he didn't directly pour the water. He just took off. He just opened the dam. He opened the door, opened the faucet. By the way, what do we prove from here? we prove from here that opening a faucet and water comes out right away is considered mice and not grama. Don't say if you open the faucet, that's always grama. All you do is take away the barrier. Taking away a barrier is called mice. That's what we learned from in Kaltar Kulo. But says the big machlokus, says many acronym, such as the Shukhar Tzvi, that was in brackets here. Shukhar Tzvi says, it's only grama if it travels a little far and all you did was open the cap. But if you actually pour it, no matter how far it goes, that's my stuff. So what if, focus number two, was this case is opening a path. What if Shafa Hamayim, the Holu Rafo Ksat, the Huli, says the RC, Rafi has not Frank, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He's a speed of life again, that's pretty much right there. Not so far away. The says the heart Tzvi, that it's only grama if you open the tap and it flows for a bit. But if you pour, even if it flows 100 miles, that's still considered maitha. This is considered maitha, and the Gemara was only, you know, a case of, let's call it Hatharat Monam. You took away, that would stop the water from flowing. You open the tap, right? Opening the tap. But if you actually pour the water, then it's always the mitzvah. However, Shlomo Zalman assumes here, and others, says with Shlomo Zalman, that that's called, it's still called grama. It makes no difference if you open the tap or you pour it. He admits the Gemara case just opening the tap, but it makes no difference, right? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and the Shmir Shah of Kofasa. That's called grama, meaning the Gemara was Hatharat Monea. He admits that the Gemara, you can't drown someone by pouring water, but they are equivalent. Whether you open the tap or whether you pour the water, either way. Meaning the Harfi would say, it's a good hefter if you open the tap in the sink in the backyard, then it flows through the pipe and goes 3 meters away onto your grass. But if you pour the field your diamond into the thing, then that's not a good hefter because pouring is always your mindset. Or pouring and opening the tap. One is not more makel than the other. I know the Gemara skips opening the tap, but it makes no difference. That's irrelevant. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's hetter is so far based on two assumptions. Number one, like Rafi against the Agama, which is very mainstream. And number two, like himself, maybe we should pick someone else, against the Hartzvi. There are many studyas that seem to imply that Rav Shlomo Zalman is right against the Hartzvi. But what gets out of, what others get out of. But there are many studies that seem to imply that. Two classic studies are what Michal mentioned. Michal, what do you mean?
The other halachas of Midas HaDayim, whether if it flows down a thing, then it's kind of a stream of the very massive
circle. Right, the Gemara, and it's something that shows that the HaDayim, right? If I pour into a water channel and your hands are, your vine that flows over your hands, that counts as my Maisa. Gavra. If I pour into the water channel and then your hands are downstream, that's already not Koach Gavra anymore. It's not my mice anymore, and that's not a Tzilus Yadayim. Right? So the Tzilus Yadayim, now again, you could say the Gezer is not exactly the thing. Maybe Tzilus Yadayim is a different Gezer than Isurim, but it sounds like even if I pour it, if it goes downstream and it's not Miyad, that's already Rama. Also, the Gemara said in if you're on a boat, how do you get rid of your wastewater on Shabbos? No one's ever been on a boat on Shabbos. 2,000 years ago. The Gemara said you pour it on the problem is you pour into the ocean, you're pouring from a Shatayot into the Carmelis. says no problem, you pour it on the side of the boat, and then it flows down to the ocean indirectly. And that's Brahma, Akili called Coco, Karma's called Gautam, and that's Mutter. But you're pouring it, and it's Mutter is one's indirect. Well, the heart feels many ways out of that, but I've trashed it in a few Gemaras that sound like we're full enough. The Gemara of Akili is dying in, and the Gemara pouring the water on the side of the boat, which you can get out. On top of it, they sound like if you look in the RSV, you see how he deals with this. You look in the brackets in the Orchos Shabbat, you see how he deals with it. But the past is like Rishon Zalman, which is why Ad HaYom HaZeh, you know, you can't say, you know, for sure who's the majority opinion and who isn't. But I think most poskim nowadays assume like Rishon Zalman. I think this is most poskim assume like Rishon Zalman. Certainly, if you open up the modern day book, most of them seem like Rishon Zalman, or 39 Malachas seems like Rishon Zalman, and Rabbi Rona seems like Rishon Zalman. Most of them seem like Rishon Zalman. Even the Orchos Shabbat says, hey, he's not convinced, but if it flows a long distance, which he doesn't define, then Rishon Zalman is right. Maybe not a medium distance. He doesn't at all define his term. But Lamaisa, the reasonable substitute making of this is called Grama if it has to flow. Now, again, you have to figure out where to go to line. But if it flows down, you know, a good way to draw the line is like if it has to go down and then sideways, which is many of these things, right? These outdoor things. Another one is one just a hole in the bottom. Then if there's grass underneath, that's a problem. That's correct. I mean, there's obviously to the bottom and it goes down and it goes along the ground and pretty far away, so it won't make your feet dirty on the sidewalk where when you make the money where your feet goes down. It goes far away or it won't bother anyone's feet. For a drama. That's what for a drama. So conscious is that if it has to land and then flow, probably together that falls on the bed, that Rashi pulled not in God. That's already a Brahma. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says is called a Brahma. Now, the big Kiddush of Shlomo Zalman, is that he thinks, and this is the hard to be said before him, a Brahma Bipsik Reisha is Mutter, which is not something which is discussed anywhere in Shas. So here is Machlokas number 3. Which has nothing to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin anymore. Disconnect from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is not that it's talking about murder. You should never murder. You don't have to get into all of these subjects. Even if it's a segregation of Nicolay, Bikalaka Yadmal, and Pigla Gufa, and the Kalkel, you should avoid murder. What about Helka Shabbat? What about a Big Reisha, Big Brahma. So, is that Usher or is that Mutter? So, here we're full of Zalman assumes, and he takes this from the Hartzvi. The Hartzvi, I'm sure he didn't say it first, but he might have been the one to say it first in the Malacha, Abulacha Zoreya. The Hartzvi assumes the Reisha of Brahma is Mutter. Again, he wouldn't agree with the stake, but I think he'd only agree to opening the tap with the stake, not to actually pouring. From the important thing. But he said, if it would really be a great drama, it's Mutter, and this is Shlomo Zalman. But not everyone agrees. This is a Chiddush. It's not found in the classic Makoros. It's not found in the classic Makoros. Rabbi Gribiet also says this in his. In his paper, Rav Ovadia, strangely enough, even though, at least the Yalkut Yosef, even though generally, Makel and more Makel, as general, more Makel than everyone else, most things, for some reason, the Yalkut Yosef and Brahma says it's a machlokas, the great of Brahma, and when it comes to Yalkut Yosef and Zoreya, he is not explicitly here. So this is a machloket, the Yalkut Yosef, strangely. Seems to be machmer on this.
on the issue of Grama.
And at least the Sophic, right, did not matter to Jesus. Is it true that the heter of Grama fits the ratio? Why would there be heter of Grama fits the ratio? After all, the a normal psik resha is an isha d'oraita. Keep in mind, right? If I were to wash my hands over my wand, that would be an isha d'oraita. Psik resha. So if I do it on the grama, that's a grama isha d'oraita. Which should be other. So what's happening matter grama of psik resha? In this footnote from Rishabas Gil Costa, he doesn't. This is something that could come up a lot. Meaning grama of psik resha is not a, you know, it could come in all 39 hours from the Malacha probably.
How is it different from the Machlokas one?
Machlokas one is whether it's called a grama or not.
Like, according to Rashi, this is the exact same case.
What?
According to Rashi, it's the same case with Machlokas 3.
That's why I'm grama mutter is not. Why don't
you? The thing is, no, the chief ignore the psik resha. The guy dies.
No, his words, you tried to kill him. It's the north side hedge when you're fighting stuff for a murder.
Oh, you're trying to kill him.
Yeah, you're trying.
Well, it's like an accident.
Yeah, that's why you tied him off and then opened his
mouth. Why is he growing with his thumb?
What?
Why is he growing with his
thumb? Ah, so first of all, Zaki, maybe Grumma is Mutter's thumb. Bain the Psychratia, Bain, you know, Bain the Kabana, Bain the Kabana Gamura, right? So that is a big machlokas. If you look in, where's my Mr. Brewer? Simon Shin Lamedal. Chafez is the sugya, the original sugya grama in the Pekasat. The grama of pipes and water flowing is all from other places. The grama of Masechet Shabbat is putting out fires, or etc. If there's a fire and you want to put out the fire on Shabbat. You can't put out a fire on Shabbos, obviously, one of 39 hours of Lacha. What you can do is put new klicheres full of water near the fire. The heat of the fire breaks the klicheres because they're not so strong. When the klicheres breaks, the water comes gushing out, puts out the fire. It's all on Yisrael. So that's Grama. And they say it's Mutter. What's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch here? The gram kiboy mutter, gram of kiboy is mutter. And I mean, if gram of kiboy is mutter, gram of the other 38 should also be mutter. Gram kiboy mutter. Most Rishonim just bring down gram of mutter on Shabbat. Why? Because you're not even doing stuff. Gram of mutter on Shabbat. Although stop the kabbalah, I mean, it's not like. Like many things are not up to the right, but up to the bottom, especially things we learn from Lech Machshavet. Like if you do it to Lachar Yad, or if you do it to Lachar Gufa, maybe, or if you do Mekalkel, or all these things. Oh, yeah, those are all up to the Rabbanan. But Grum, it says, well, stop to come along and you didn't do Malacha. So you haven't done Malacha at all. You haven't even done like a substandard Malacha. You haven't done anything. So Grum is mutter on Shabbos. That's what it sounds like from the Mechaber. That's what it sounds like for most Rishonim. However, the Mordechai brings from Rabbeinu Yoel. Rabbeinu Yoel, the father of?
Water.
No. Rabbeinu Mordechai's name, the father's name is Hillel, if I'm not mistaken. Rabbeinu Yoel, the father of? The Rabbi Yoel. Right? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yoel Halevi, the father of the Rabbi Yoel. Okay. Next trivia question is the son-in-law of whom? Son-in-law of the Rabban, the father of the Rabbi Yah, but everyone's heard of the Rabbi Yah. So Rabbi Yoel Halevi is, we don't have any story by Rabbi Yoel Halevi. He was a big posting. I mean, the father of Yah doesn't prove he's a big posting. Prove he's a big posting is Rabbi Yah goes to talk all the time. Fine. I mean, I'm supposed to talk all the time. So you see, he was, even though we don't have a sage, just to be on the frame, doesn't mean he wasn't a Gadol Hadar. Not every Gadol Hadar wrote a safer. He is in the Yole Hadar of Rishonim Ashkenaz, where the Yole Levi writes that, no, look at the context. It's the Malkum Hepsit. Right? Your stuff is going to all burn down. And when they are the Grand's mother, of course, they only meant to go to that thing, only Malkum Hepsit. The whole thing is about what to do when there's a Hepsit. They didn't mean Lechatkhila. So when the Yole says only Malkum Hepsit, most Rishonim just say Mother.
As the Ramah here in Shin Lama Dalit, Hagah b'makom pseida.
Ah, Ramah's only mentioned makom pseida. It's a big debate. That's when Yoel. It's a bit of a sheepish yachid.
No one could say, no, everyone meant it. Just they didn't bother to say it because it was so obvious. But Pashat Shat is, you should bother to say something. Okay. Someone needs to, I need a young person to teach me how to use computers later. Later. Anyway. What? The word Sanhedrin is just saying you're putter, not saying mutter. Remember, talking about murder. There's no way that would be mutter. That would be going a little far. You know, the, yeah. Again, the, yeah. Without getting into modern day politics, but we're not from those who like kulas and shvichos davar. Okay. B.
Yeah, I don't know how to get.
Yeah, that always works.
For how long?
Okay. Let's hope it will. Let's
much
hope it
better. Works. Much better.
Justifying the
Rambam
and
Sikh Rashi
Mutter.
Sarah, are we moving? Give me a second to get there. Okay, so here, most Rishonim sound like Rambam is Meheter Gomer. Rabbi Yoel Levi says only B'makom, only B'makom Seda, and the Rambam clearly passed them like the Mordechai, that's only B'makom Seda. How about the Mechaber? The Sephardi Achronim argue what the Mechaber thinks. Does the Mechaber think Rome is Motel Gamre? There are some Sephardi Rabbanim, whatever, say, that's Motel Gamre. Or no, the Mechaber disputes the Ramah. He just didn't bother to say it because he was talking about putting out fires, so obviously he meant only Mokum Seda. I admit, the Pashup shot in the Mechaber, the Gram Kiboy Mutter, is that, you know, the Pashup shot in the Mechaber is that he's writing a book. He should write what he means. He should be clear. Right, if he said Gram Kiboy Mutter, it means Gram Kiboy Mutter. Pashup Shad and Mechaber that way. I've heard some not as famous Sephardi Rabbanim want to say for Sephardim, Gram is always much like Achila across the board. However, the mainstream Sephardi posting, including Rav Avadia, do not assume that. Rav Avadia always makes it a subface, he wants to make it fake, he wants to come up for a cooler stuff. But some, the mainstream Sephardi posting, assume that the Mechaber or either Mechaber views the Ramah, we agree with the Ramah. Lemaisa, nowadays, all the big poskim agree that Gram is only Mutter Makom Hefted. It's not Mutter Stam. Bein Ashkenazim, we're being Poshik, the Ramah. Bein Sephardim, or maybe that's not what it sounds like. So what do we say about Gram? The Mashma'ot of the Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, and the Mechaber, the Bahit Mutter, the Mordechai, the Shame, Rabbi Yoel Halevi, and the Rambam say Mutter Rakim Mokum Hefted. Rakim Mokum Hefted. So some of the Monday folks can say, well, there are things that could be like Hefted, like what about a Chola, etc. It could also be like Hefted, but not Mutter. I'm only Mutter in a big Shabbat. Which again, you see how even for the Rambam, we're making a little whole other drama in the Shabbat. No one said you could do Malacha. No one said you could do Malach Yichu with Gupa Makom Hefted, or Malach Bimek Halkel Makom Hefted, or Harry the Carmelist Makom Hefted, or you can't do any sort of Gupa Makom Hefted. That's not, there are a few Gemaras about the only 2 days ago that the Yishla Ayin, but Halach Lemaista, we assume that you cannot do Malach Dor Makom Hefted. Gram is for sure more Makel than any other type of inferior Malacha. Just how much more Makel, Hefter Gomer or Mutter Makom Hefted? We pass in Mutter Makom Hefted. Even the Sephardi Achronim nowadays pass in only Mutter Makom Hefted. So Gram itself is not a Hefter. However, already we have some Sad L'Hakel. After all, maybe Gram is Mutter. That's like a Sad L'Hakel, but that's not a cool in and of itself. So why does what's Pshat? The Talmud doesn't say why he thinks Rama of Sikresha is Mutter. He doesn't say why he thinks Rama of Sikresha is Mutter. But the Svara, I would say three things. One, there is a Manda Omer that Rama is Mutter.
Of course, then he's Master Old Grammar, so we're not just based on that. Number two, there's a funny Trumathization, which we'll get to in Simon Rishonim Gimel, although it's going to be mentioned a few times, and we'll disprove it in the beginning of the Chorish Makorah sheet. But there is a funny Trumathization, which Rav Avadia, again, he considers this to be a suffix that, you know, it's not a shita that's mid-case legamre, it's not a non-orthodox shita, it's just a shita we don't possibly like. But there is a shita of a truma tradition. Shita, a truma tradition, she, thick reisha, is mutter in any interdrabanum. Okay, that's a big finish. What does it say? When something that's the opening to Rachel, when something's an interdrabanan, then there only goes there if you do it by Kabbalah. When the Rabbanah makes there, if they only go by the normal case, someone who does it totally on purpose. On up to Rachel, they weren't go there. And therefore, the Gwala Drabanan, everyone agrees that worth from the Nipsa Drabanan. Therefore, it's mother, the race of Drabanan is mother. For sure, the race of Brahma, which even according to the Ramah, is that very, is the most lenient, right? Basically, good information to give in our back pockets. Out of all the like cases of doing the malacha in a non-malach machshavas way, in a non-real way, the most makel is for sure Brahma. Because according to most Rishonim, it's mutter, and even according to Yol, it's mutter makom hefset, unlike everything else. What's the most machmir of all the Rabbanan types of doing malach on Shabbos? Malach shein shichu l'gufa. That's the most machmir because the Rama holds the raisa, and because it's not physically different from a lot of people, but in general, the Bokhita, I'll prove it to you, the other half, I've already proved it, that basically there's all these from Durban and Shabbat are equal, Molokhita is a little more common than the rest of them, and Grama is less common than the rest of them. Okay, but in any case, the Trumath Hadesh would be cooler. Yes?
I don't differentiate between previously great for the way
in a second. Yeah, give me a second. Okay, but then the Hartzvi quotes an Avni Nezer. Here, there's a big machlokas. If you looked, I don't know if anyone looked at all the brackets. But the Orcha Shabbat, maybe it's not even in the part of the, now I'm thinking, it could be that it's not even in the, all right, if you looked in the brackets and you didn't find it, I'll look. But the Orcha Shabbat think that they disagree with the heart speed about Shabbat and the Avni Nezer. There's an Avni Nezer who has a sharp lambda. What the Avni Nezer sharp lambda? He says, why should Grama even be Usher Drabanan? After all, you didn't do anything. So you could answer, you do something we consider indirect effect, me Drabanan to be like direct effect. Okay, then the Avni Nezer will probably tell you, here I'm speaking on his behalf, well, English of herself, right? Every time a butterfly flaps, someone once read this on the internet, that must be true. When a butterfly flaps his wing in China, that caused like a hurricane in Texas or something. I don't know if that's what?
Yeah, there, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I have no idea if it's true or not, but it doesn't really matter. Everything we do has a lot of effects. Aim with double self when you start talking about drama. Okay, there's Grama, there's Grama, there's Grama. Okay. You know why Chazal goes around Grama? Because even though you didn't directly do it, since you intended to do it, your Kavana is mitzarek the results of your Maisa. Your Maisa is not touching the Tilsah, but your Kavana is mitzarek. Since the whole Gzera of Grama was only because your Kavana is mitzarek the Grama to your Maisa, and therefore the segregation, you didn't have full Kavana. I hope segregation accounts like Kavana in general. You want more longness on that, we're not going to get into this. There's a Rohanan about this, the Kovach Shirin, but the about why, but in the minute, the Gracia counts Kavana, but it's not actual Kavana, right? Since you didn't have actual Kavana, there's nothing that's sorry if you go back to this, you know, the stink that the pipe is going to go into the bushes somewhere. I'm not trying to water anything. And therefore, since I didn't do an act of watering bushes, and I'm not thinking about watering bushes. There's nothing to be mitzare, the end result of the watering, to my mindset. So internally, I'll be love this within Grama, not the tear from Kulas. Just internally, Grama only makes sense because Kavana makes up for the lack of direct Maisa. And if there's no Kavana, that's the lumdus of the Avni Nezer. The Hart V that was in brackets here, quote the Avni Nezer. I actually printed out a copy of the Hart V. And
Oh, I also printed a copy of the Ebenezer. Lucky for me, Orachaim Simkup Tadi Dalit. Orachaim 194 is the Ebenezer. Again, the Orcha Shabbat is a different shot in the Ebenezer. And the Trum Sadeshin is Tamachlav, thank you. Yeah, the Artsy also is Ebenezer Simkup Tadi Dalit. Right? Matcha Kosma Ebenezer, Lomahani Tigrachel, Lasto Grama Kemaisa, Fed the Ebenezer, Part B. LP, the Avni Nazar, he said that Rama is only Osir because your Kavana is Mitzarefet Katosa. The Maisa, the Tosa is not next is the Maisa, the Rama, but your Kavana is Mitzarefet, and therefore. If there is no Kavana Mamish, I don't have to break the count like Kavana, but if there's no Kavana Mamish, then there's no Seirah. And if there's no Seirah, they haven't done anything. That's a Lundish part. Why do we matter? Now, again, this Avni Nezer is a Lundish. Might be true, might be not, but you also said, even if it's wrong, still, it is true. That is Mamish, they bring the whole Kavana. And even if it's wrong, for the most Rishon and Grumma seems to be Heter Gomer. And even if it's author, if there is a very college, first of all, college for a Shabbat, and therefore, that's the Muhammad, you can come up with a kula here. This is debated. This is debated. Who weighs in? I haven't checked every modern book. Maybe other people did. Rabbi Ribi and the 30 of Malacha book says total Heter Gomer, great Heter Grumma of the great in this exact case. Totally goes along with this Heter. The Archa Shabbat says, see the footnote on the footnote, spoke two days, but gives us all of them and seemingly top billing. Certainly not objecting to it. Fascinatingly, Ramon, who I didn't bring here, is a little more hesitant about this. And even Shmuel Zalman starts getting contrasted against himself here. He said, basically someone asked him, but in Perik Alki or Tom Skokov that he wrote to author this, that you shouldn't run to be somich on this by Malachos Mamish, the Heter Grumma, by, you know, let's say it's a real Malach D'Oraisa, you shouldn't run to be somich on Grumma Bit Sikresha by a real Malacha. And then he added the footnote later, he says, well, maybe it depends like how much it's part of and connected to what you're thinking about and doing, he said. If you open the hot water tap and that turns on the hot water heater, that's a grumma bit segresha, perhaps, then you shouldn't be nato. Because you're trying to get hot water, it's more connected to what you're doing over here. You're washing your hands, and there are bushes someplace there. That's really much more disconnected to what you're doing. But he said, it depends on exactly how close the result is to what's in your head. Sometimes your head is a little more close to it, sometimes not close to it. The Orcha Shabbos is not machria here, even though. He gives like the other safer, who Osir is a line and a half, and which is all about 10 lines, but I don't know. Too much you can take the foot under our chest. Reverend Moan is hesitant about this. He says he's not exactly sure if this is a great kula. Says Ravadia was, it didn't really machria clearly, but it didn't seem to, or at least the Alfi Yosef didn't seem to want to rely on it. And therefore, Lemaisa, okay, we're full of dominance, we're full of dominance. And as your thoughts go across, it's between thoughts go across, and there are many folks who agree. Lemaisa, we are Nato. Lemaisa, we're Nato. Yeah, one can agree. You know, then given that, already there are two other machlokas that go into the sink anyway. We're not sure at the Grumma, even though we're pretty sure at the Grumma. And given that the combination of Grumma is bigger than that everyone agrees to, we don't have to add it on the board. Therefore, if you can arrange it so that you don't have to, you know, you have a way to avoid this situation, then hope on it would be a good hitter. Well, the mice that we're telling us all about.
Even within the Ramah, I'm mortified about the Ramah and Hefsid, it's not how much Hefsid really is there in this case. Meaning, would it
go fire?
not a big captain.
No, but it's not clear what exactly is being lost. Otherwise, I mean, it's clear that it would destroy something. So I'm just saying that if someone wants to watch and see if they die in there, like, could we just call it muck and stone?
Nah. I mean,
it could be a small little tape.
Give me a break. You know, fire's there.
I wonder if you're going to help him deal to die. I don't think you can be made ill based on Malcolm Heft. Like, you're right. It could be safe. Malcolm Heft is Malcolm Mitzvah. Don't matter, Brahma. Yes, and you're very stuck, and there is no way to do a mitzvah other than Brahma, and it was some real unique. But for my sake, I'm going to help him deal to die.
What?
What?
If you use Malcolm
Mitzvah, then I expected. Perhaps.
Part though, that's not that. That might be.
But it doesn't matter. Grum picks the Gracia only,
so they never trying to water anything. They were told about another time. Say anyway.
Okay, it's fine, but Lamaita, we can be, I'd rather say, because there were some of the Lamaita would be, you know, if one can be, find a different kind of solution, wonderful. Lamaita will pop in like, because, you know, most of the modern day foreign pop in that way.
It's parking, if it's low nuclear, then it's
fine. And this is all thick ratio, now throwing in low nuclear. If it's the grace of Nikolai, then are you also throwing that according to the Aruch it's mutter? And again, yeah. So if it is Lo Nikolai, then the pasta, then even those who were hostess lahakar would be made of. That's a big sabo hakel, the Aruch. We don't pasta like the Aruch, but it's a big sabo hakel. You know, the it's not a crazy sheep. We don't pasta that way. The real sheep is from the 2 days of Shabbat. So Lamaisa, if it is Lo Nicholai, then I would say Lamaisa, what we say Lamaisa. Lamaisa, if it Lo Nicholai, then it is Mutter, you know, the Pshita. If it's Nicholai, then it's Mutter. But definitely Yesh Makom Lahadir. Yeah, Shmuckle Lahachmir is saying maybe I don't want to be stomach on all these bars that roll acting in novel three my focal. That's for definitely it would be nice former if it was, but if it's Lo Nicholai, then for sure. And if it's Lo Nicholai, then for sure. And I'll give you one other heter, which comes up sometimes. All the acronym right. Where do we see it in someone on our Makorashita in the Orchid Shabbat Perk Yaches, that he quotes in the Kwashtani, but it's also in the Rabbi Riviat's book, it's also in the classic from the Egg Lake Hal, that if the ground is already saturated, then that's not enough at all. So sometimes a lot of these things, like if you're the 20th guy to do the kills to die for a thing, or that even if it's not a grommet, even if it's falling straight on the ground, if there's already a total puddle of water in the ground and it has no more need for water whatsoever, it's flooded, then that happens sometimes in public places. I know I have a park near my house, there's a water fountain for the kids and for adults too. And the water flows down, and basically nothing ever grows near the water fountain because it always floods and kills all the seeds that are there, you know, and it kills anything that tries to grow there. And it's always flooded and muddy and disgusting. Say the pumpkin, that's not just Lo Nicholai. That's not even melacha. It's not helping anything grow. It doesn't help anything grow. That really hurts things to grow. Then so, or even if it just doesn't help, then that would be a heter for the refactory, but let's say you're the first guy. Then still, if it's Lo Nicholai, then for sure that's a fourth time melacha for sure. If it is Nicholai, then still, that's what we're almost making Lo Nicholai. If it was Nicholai, then we're still making. This came up a lot for Shemitah year. Right? What about, you're washing your hands, et cetera, air conditioning, right? Everyone's air conditioner drains into their garden. You know, air conditioners produce water, right? It goes into your garden every time you turn on the air conditioner. Not that it's shot, it's obviously from Shemitah.
Yeah, every time you turn on the air conditioner, water's your garden. So, of course, that's a good drama. Turning on the air conditioner causes condensation within all somewhere. It's clearly a separate dot. I was thinking about building on the seat and they turn on their air, they want to be cool in the room. And it is a secretion of a grumma, and you get into the same shayla,
So again, it is, you can
And you know, if you can be mad or, and I don't know, make it drain someplace else, usually it's not so posh. I know in my house, like, there really wasn't like so much of a place for the drain. Either drained into my garden or drained onto my front step, and then you track mud in the house. When you walk into the house, there's no like neutral place for the drain. Okay. You rely on the coolant, especially during shmink, though, when water is only drawn on it.
So by some fires in our house, the same
advantage, right? Nowadays, we assume that fires in modern day towns are pikuach nefesh. So we put out the fire and we lose all of the good lumpus from the Gemara. But you know, if you have a theoretical fire from the time of the Gemara, then this would be the halacha.
Would it be a stickery show of the grama and drop on them? We still also not to achieve this.
That's I think so. I think that I mean another level of drabanan. I think so.
If regarding zuriyat clearing, we say avriyat aliyah though. Hard to say that grama stickery has any less than avriyat aliyah.
Ah, but that's exactly where we saw. It's hard to say that it's less than Ria Ariv. Well, not according to the Bible. Sometimes there's a Ria Ariv only if that's a professional way that real farmers use that much. That like solar growth is like, right? We know the principle of solar growth is like, yeah, so where it says that anyone ever will? Okay, good. That means that you throw the wheat up in the wind. And when you toast it up in the wind, the heavy parts only go this far, and the light parts go that far. That's one third of the block by the Zohar. So, and the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Tam, the Zohar Gemara says, "Yeah, it's going to burn up. You're going to walk on the shed because you throw it up in the wind." And ultimately, the answer is, according to pretty much everyone, that no, that's a professional way of doing the lock up. There's no answer of Grama. No answer of Grama is a professional way of doing the lock up. That sort of grum is only on people who just do weird things and, you know, that are not, people who just do strange things. But here, it's a strange thing.
Especially the public who do this is one. Everyone else who says number three is offered because they're minimalist, but they wouldn't buy into any of it.
I don't think that's true. I think they would say that, no, I think they would still say that the Avraha Arif is an improvement in the tree. Now that you built a bias around the tree, you've now improved the tree, even though it's only through by protecting it. A protected tree is better than not protect the tree, but that's a direct act. I still think they would disagree. But Yishlo Ayin. It's this simple. Everyone agrees. I don't think anyone says we ever no one says wrong of the race up to the right. I've never heard that. But obviously wrong is different than the other. Forget it's all about everyone. No one thinks wrong about the right. So I think that one has to know about it. Okay, my turn. What else do I think? Okay, so other cases like this. What are other cases like this? What are the hard thief case? He's not talking about the thing. He's talking about opening windows. What happens when you open windows? And here I'm not a bucky in anything to do with agriculture. I think I'm only a bucky in ruining agriculture. If you come to everyone wants to come visit my house, please come this year, because you'll see that all my yard and my trees and bushes and everything look like a korban and a half hit them. And this year I have an excuse. Don't come next year, because then I won't have an excuse. Sorry, those who didn't follow me. Anyway, what about, but apparently sometimes when you... And greenhouses, sometimes you have open the windows, close the windows, open the doors, open the shades, close the shades, the whole chachma. So what if, here's the problem, what if you open the window of your room and you let in nice hot air or cool air or whatever that helps with the throat? Or you let in, you let in fresh air, you let in heat, whatever it is that makes the plants grow. Every time you open the window shades, the room gets a little hotter and it helps the plants grow. So should that be usher because the psik ratio of helping plants grow? Oh, actually, before I want to get to that, I meant to mention one other thing. I apologize. The other thing I wanted to mention was three things I want to mention. Number one is, what about the sukkah? Right. So if you look here,
What if it rains and you have the shlaka in your sukkah, right? You crank it up and all the rain has to fall down and it falls down into your garden. So is that mutter or not on Shabbos or Yontif? Pashas, if the water goes straight onto your garden, so that would be Buster. If it goes onto the sidewalk and from the sidewalk it flows onto your garden, so that's the case that we have discussed in 39 Malachos. And based on this Rishlomo Zalman, he says mutter. So we're makel on, you need to eat in sukkah. So for sure, so if you crank up your sukkah and the water lands on the sidewalk, and then after an upward land on the sidewalk, it starts flowing, and it then ends up in your garden, that's mutter, because sick resha bit grama. The Orcha Shabbat here in Perik Yudchet, sorry, give me a second. Footnote 10 discusses this. So he says, what if it falls straight in the garden? What if it falls straight in the garden? Then it seems like there's no heter, but he quotes here from the Sefer Chutshani. Who says that and makes it based on a deer from Rishonim? He said if the it was a big rain, if it was a big rain and it's already saturated with water, then watering is not a malach at all. And therefore, that's a nice kula that if you're talking about opening the sukkah, again, it might depend how much it rained. But if you're talking about opening the sukkah, you have a heter if the sukkah is a lot of people, if I mean, most people, they have two parts of their backyard. They build the sukkah on the paved part. Their mics are fit there. That's how I grew up. We had half the backyard was concrete and half the backyard was grass. And we always built the sukkah, of course, on the concrete side. And then the water was on the concrete. That's the grass. That's what the problem was. What if it goes, your sukkah is on the grass, or next to the grass, goes straight on the grass, there's no place else, you know. Then, in footnote, Perek 18, footnote 10, the Orcha Shabbos quotes in the Chutshani that if it was a big rain, it's still a heter because if there's enough water to saturate the ground already and it doesn't need more water, then that's not considered a malacha because it's not something that makes plants grow. Okay, that gets a little tricky because you have to know, you know, what was the big rain? What was the small rain, et cetera? And I'd be a little nervous. If you know it was really a big rain, then I think it's true that like plants don't need an unlimited amount of water doesn't help. At a certain point, the water doesn't help anymore. At a certain point, it kills them. But even before that, it doesn't help. Okay, I'm not a bucking where that is, but if it was a big storm, then a little more water that comes off the roof is not really going to help it. And he says, certainly not the grape that's going to help. And therefore, that's another kula. It's going to make you stuck when you're supposed to have two kulas when it comes to the sukkah or when it comes to the sink. One kula is if it rains enough water, and the other kula is grama.
Where is it getting the sukkah? Where is the water coming from?
Ah, you know, people who have a roof that they crank down on their sukkah when it rains?
Yeah, then we have spot on top of their
sukkah. Okay, they had this in Europe already in the days of the Mishnah Berurah. People who have all their nice furniture and all their dishes and everything in the sukkah, and they don't want to have to move everything when it rains. It's just for luxury. So what they do is they build like a roof on hinges, and when it rains, they just crank it down, and then it doesn't rain in their sukkah. They're at Yuletide Mitzvah, but they don't have to move everything. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes people even have sukkahs in Europe in their dining rooms. They crank up the dining room, and it turns into a sukkah. Then it rains, they crank it down, so it doesn't rain to their house. So the problem is, when it stops raining, now you have to get into the sukkah again. You have to crank it up. What if it's Shabbat or Yom Kippur? And when you crank it on, water will fall onto your yard. That's the sukkah. No one ever saw that. No one has that at home. Yeah, some people have that nowadays.
Would that not be considered grum because all you're doing is cranking the sink back? Or
no, that's considered. I mean, what if I tilt a cup and I pour? You're basically tilting something important from it.
That's more direct.
I hear the time, but no, since it's immediate, an immediate chain of force, that's not
so. So the might that you could be stuck quite easily just on a big rain and your circuit on your breath.
Yeah, and you have to take that into account when you pull your foot up.
Or you could try to not hit the grass, you know, in the dark.
Whatever, you could go up to the roof of your circuit with towels and try to, I don't know, you figure something out. And when you build a sucker, figure something out. I don't know, get a big, long, you know, bucket to catch everything. I don't know, not my problem. My turn. Okay, the other thing I wanted to discuss was, what about opening the windows? So that's what the Schutthardt Tzvi talked about. He talked about opening the windows, and without getting into it, he has, there are two possible attainers for opening windows, right? What about opening windows? By the way, there's no hetter, and let me just be very clear. If you're a farmer and you have a greenhouse, and no, in greenhouses, you have to open things, you have to close things, shade windows, et cetera, the whole thing. I was there, I'll start about it. That's what people, what a produce greenhouses do, they set it on a child clock. But what about just in your regular house? Every time you open and close your window, it does something. It also, you know, can affect your air conditioner, et cetera. But here, more directly, let's say it makes your plants grow, right? Making plants grow is seemingly, but for sure, is there, right? That says the heart to me, it's mutter because the creation of a grama. Because when you open the window, that doesn't immediately make your, that's kawachini. When you open your window, the heat goes into the window, then it spreads through the room, spreads through the room, spreads through the room, hits a plant. So therefore that grama, that's grama, yeah, secretia, and he has a head from grama secretia, and the mention of that, he says that, you know, maybe this is not really considered part of the array of just opening the windows. That's not a normal agricultural thing to do. It's certainly not the derech, but okay. So basically, but the main heter is the hard thing. He says, mutter, because of secretia, big brahma. This gets a little tricky. What if your plants are on the windows? I'll be open the window for the state, right? So here it's a little tricky and very well, heat, that's what we have to study, so many heat. But I'll say the reason why it's not so much is that what if your plants on the windowsill? Then it's like called Carisha, right? It's right next to the window. So the very Rivian 39 of Salaka says, well, it's not touching the windowsill, and that's not very close, but touching the window, I mean. And also, what if it's not heat that gets, and what's the rays of the sun? The rays of the sun travel at speed of light. Right, as soon as you open the shade, I don't need to do sun outside and there's hot air which eventually spreads through. If the reason they don't hit your plant, they hit your plant at the speed of light. So that's not such a absolute heter. What does that mean? We have the cheshbon every time we open a window. That's what you might think. But the Aruch HaShabbat has a great heter here. Says the Aruch HaShabbat, very good heter. What?
Well, whatever recording
the beginning. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chata.
Call that Mechari, no? Opening up the shades.
Like no, but I think that was the one when he did it by Kavana, no? You mean Chata Tet? No, but that was when you're doing the Kavana. That's what he said when he's Kavana. But then in the next area, he said, if you're just opening the door, that's if you're just opening the door innocently, then he's Mako, and he quotes the Hartzvi, not the Mako. And he quotes the same Hartzvi, but the Aruch HaShabbat has a broader heter. Says the Aruch HaShabbat here, Perek Yud Chet, Halacha Lamed, you can open a window shade or a window, even though it helps plants grow, as long as without Kavana, all this without Kavana. And then in the footnote, he says, that he doesn't think this is a grama. Okay, it might depend exactly what comes in and how fast it goes. But now he says a great heter. He says, after all, he said, Maisim Choyom, meaning even very firm people, they all open their windows whenever they want on Shabbos. They don't start hedgehogging the plants. You ever meet someone even very firm? I don't know, maybe like if it, you know, the first rough son, I don't know what he does. But I think we've only met a lot of very firm people with lots of pinos. And we never noticed them say, oh, well, we can't open the window now because of the plant. So he says, why is no one machmir about this? People are machmir about a lot of things. Why is no one machmir about this? So he says, it's a secretia de nichole, and it's nichole, right? You want the plants to grow. He says, Kemachin also might have got Makam as well as in the terrace plan, and the Pu'uzoka Shibut Malacha Klal. He invents this heter, but again, it's the kind of thing which you sort of have to invent because otherwise you get into an English of herself. Everything does something to something. He said he's a big heter, he has a little reminiscence of what's this reminiscent of? Which Rashba? Okay. The Rashba about closing door of your house, so to speak. Is it not reminiscent? Okay. Fine, I'll add to myself and I'll say yes. Anyway, we'll get that. Rabbi says your Chashavit, and he doesn't quote anyone. He says, look at the Mishnah. Shlomo says if you're doing it on purpose, that's Maitha, not Grama. Okay, fine. But here we're not talking about someone does it on purpose. He says on his own, on his own that since you're not plucking a plant and you don't have any water for the plants, that's already Mokdo from Malacha. Right? And you know, yes, we already mean this. He doesn't mean you're not touching the plant. No. Like, you don't really notice anything happening to the plant. Like, nothing touched the plant. Yeah, the room gets light, the room gets bit, warm, cool, whatever it is. You don't see anything happening to the plant. Nothing touches the plant. And you don't see any difference in the plant. Maybe in like an hour, they'll start like opening up a little bit. It's not something someone knows the result of the lacha. He says, therefore, that's Mokka from Malacha. Something which is so subtle is not called Malacha anymore. He wouldn't say, water. You see the water land on the plant, right? But over here, where nothing happens to the plant, that's already too far away. It's Mokka from Malacha if you have no Kavana. If you have Kavana, that's entirely different than making Malacha. That's a big Kiddush, the Aruch HaShabbat. That the Aruch HaShabbat, he said, the Kiddush. What is Kiddush? Again, I'll read it to you. Even though it's a psik resha, the Nikole came in chain also might have got smaken, but to Ella's in any carrot for him, and you're not miscaving. Because then he says, in miscaving, then come off as machshit at that malacha. That's what he said. What's the chidish? The chidish is in a miscaving, meaning psik resha. I know this where Mount for it, that's true, but not miscavana, right? Ain't no miscaving plus. Eina of the Maitha, the Gop, Hadover, plus Ein Toelet, the Kereth. I was going to do Toelet, you know, but right now, don't think it happens. They'll grow better, someday they'll be 0.01, whatever it is. They'll be 1% better, I don't care. In a few hours, they'll met with help. We don't see anything happening. If you don't see anything happening, and you're not having this is, by the way, a big issue, you know, where Dr. Weiss uses a lot of electricity things. I told the supplement to tell you all the time, because Dr. Weiss says, you think it's healthy to believe science. A lot of things we do actually cause electric things to happen that we don't know. The best thing is not to tell people in the first place. Then they're stopping dumb or they're knowing they're doing anything. But what if you already know, because you're resident or doctor? Then he says, you know what? If you're not touching something, and you don't see anything happen, and nobody ever noticed that anything happens, that's not called malacha. And you're not miscavig. If you're miscavig, everything's fine. There's no tricks there. No way to get away with actually working on Shabbos. If you're miscavig, that's machshir, everything's malacha. In two words, why if you're miscavig, that makes everything malacha regardless? Malacha machshiris, right? That's what the Gemara says in Bava Kama Da Prana, that even though your work with Bayato is just throwing things away, you have to get, when something is miscavig, or professional, but even when it's just miscavig, something is miscavig, then it's always malacha. That's malacha machshiris after Torah. When it's not miscavig and you don't see anything happening and you're not doing anything, then that's mukta for malacha, even though it's a sikresha, and even though it's considered a maitha and agrala, and even though it's a sikresha to nikolay, it's still mukta. They're a big head for the Rosh Shabbos, but we rely on it.
It's not a malacha.
That's what he's saying. It's not a lot.
Now we're at 39, so like, why are we assuming otherwise?
No, because we do think it's a red. You're making plant throw. Remember what Tom says? Anything that's plant throw is a red. Anything that's plant throw, whether it's pesticide or whether it's good, but I think he admits that if I do this because I'm trying to help my plants, even if it's not a greenhouse, I'm a regular guy, but I'm not me regular guy. I'm some other regular guy who actually holds some plants. Or hold any plant.
No, man.
Just okay. Lesson in why we should always be flexible and never rigid. Always buy your white flowers all the time, right? So I tried that. I got married. I always bought her flowers. And I was like, if you stop buying me flowers, I have 7 kids. I have a lot to worry about here. I can't be responsible for flowers as well. That's too much. Okay, that would be end of flowers. Now, because they're growing up, maybe they're starting it. Okay. But he's saying the special rule that if I came home and I said, whoa, look at the plants. The plants are in trouble. They need some sunlight. Let me open the shade. He would admit that. He would call the Nisudoraita.
I think the sunlight directly hits the plants. That means the Nisudoraita. Because the Maya is a concrete
stone. I take away the shade and it hits it right away. But when I do that kavana, which is normally not a heter of sekresha, but it was kavana and I'm not actually doing anything, quote unquote, which I know is a gedder that we just have to intuitively measure. But that's the funny thing about Hilchos Shabbos, that in the modern world, at least, you need to have these rules for forget all the categories found in the Rishonim and Achronim. Certain things there's not malach at all because in the Zohar. And this is what he's struggling with here in Moshe. I've never heard a firm person say, I'm going to open the window for the plant. Not that would for sure be Oster. But I never heard a person say, boy, it's hot, but I can't open the window for the plant. Or it's dark, but I can't open the window, the window's big because of the plant. I never heard anyone say that in my whole life. The reason is the heart is the Orchid Shabbos, because the heart tree is not going to be good enough for all circumstances. Okay, great Orchid Shabbos. I can't tell you because then it'll be more together for you. I don't remember. I think it's in the Shutman Kasachar, although I read it someplace else. I could find a few later if you want to be shaken. Maybe we'll get to it at some point. I know, should I tell everyone? You'd be very surprised to hear all the things that complete electric circuit. Even things that mom, you don't plug in at all. Now, fridges everyone knows about, but there's secret things with fridges, but you'd be surprised which appliances momish can be not plugged into the wall and you do something and it makes an electric circuit and have no battery. My turn. The last thing I want to say is a big discussion of that the Orcha Shabbat deals with in Perek Chapes Halacha Yud Gimel, which is what about opening the hot water? Here's an interesting case. What about opening the hot water tap? When I open the hot water tap, what happens? The hot water comes out of my tap again, assuming, obviously, if I open the hot water tap, in the middle someplace, the middle of hot and cold, or in old-fashioned ones, open the hot and cold taps at the same time, and I mix hot and cold water, and it comes out of the faucet, yad, the lettuce bowl, then obviously that's the malacha right there. I'm mixing hot and cold water and making the cold water yatsa lettuce. Okay. So if I turn the tap, the hot water tap on, sort of in the middle, and it comes out yatsa lettuce bowl, then I'm taking some cold water, some hot water, making all yatsa lettuce bowl. That's pashat malacha without any chachmas. That's not what anyone's talking about. Let's say I open only the hot water tap, right? So I'm not mixing it with any cold water. Or let's say, like a normal case, of a weekday. I open the hot water tap and I mix the hot and cold water to lessen the lettuce bowl, right? Every time you go to the bathroom, you want to wash your hands afterwards, or you're in the kitchen, you might want to wash your hands. So when you open it up sometimes, not cold, but lukewarm, warm temperature, room temperature, whatever, right? So I'm not doing any cooking in the sink. But every time I take hot water out of the tap, what happens? When I take hot water out of the tap, new cold water comes in, depending on exactly, but in most boilers, new cold water comes into the tap and gets cooked by the hot water that's already in the tap, or sometimes maybe even in a very new set and turned on a fire or whatever. Okay,
So, what is the, how am I doing the malacha? I am causing the water to flow here, which then creates a vacuum, which makes the water flow from here to there, and from here to there, and from here to there, and from here to there. And, you know, all the way up someplace on my roof or my attic or my basement or wherever, it makes new cold water come in and replace that. Is that Maisa or Grumma? Is that called Risha or called Shani? It's way down the line, very far away for opening this tap. Right? I mean, let's, yeah, all systems I'm familiar with, it's very far away. So when I take hot water, that's making new malacha happen way down the line, because it's like, you know, pulling this whole chain of things. Maybe that is the Maya Bikoach or Bet Koach Shani. Fascinatingly, this is a big machlokas, which is quoted by the Aruch HaShabbos, I'm sure by a lot of other people nowadays as well. And the truth is, if you open up your hot water tap and then more water comes into the boiler, you know, 20 meters away, says Yeshlech Stapik, whether that's called Maisa or that's called Grumma. Why? On the one hand, maybe this is like Grumma, like the case of Sanhedrin, because it's far away from where I turn on the hot water faucet. Right? So maybe it's Grumma, because it is far away. That's the Hard Tzvi thing. Okay. He quotes the Hard Tzvi. What about if?
Are you saying Parakeet Test Test?
No, I said Chav Test Yud Gimel. This is summarized in, this become is in the Aruch HaShabbos, Chav Test Yud Gimel. What's the case? The case is, okay, you learn all the things I'm bad at. It's 5 agriculture, very bad at art. Whenever I try to draw anything on the board, it doesn't look like that. So just imagine that I'm drawing what I'm trying to draw. Okay? And here is my, I'm opening the hot water tap. The water, hot water is coming out. And then there's pipes and it goes all the way here. And then over here, goes all the way through the pipe. All of a sudden, some new water comes in and gets caught, right? Very far away. So said the Harpy, I'm sure there's others also, this is called Koach Shani, because it's far away. Since it's far away, that's Koach Shani, therefore, Malacha done, I mean, any house that I'm familiar with, Malacha's done by opening the hot water is only Grumma. Well, once it's only Grumma, you know, then already, you know, we mentioned this is not the heter of the unnamed rug who is not for the hot water to the sick racial Nikolai. Not now already. Grumma, even Grumma's mutter, it's not Grumma, mutter, 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 holy, muckle, you know, and it's Roman with integration. I'm not thinking about it. Even though from public comment, supposedly said Roman with integration, not a good heter to take, but talk about if you want to leave this question on people with hot water and Shabbos, it should be because of Grumma. Once you Grumma, it's a Roman with integration, there's only one question. The problem is that it's not clear that this is true, because on the one hand, it's very far away from my hot water tap. On the other hand, in what way is this much more of a mice than the case in Sanhedrin?
One unified system. That's just why
I'm turning the radio. Interesting. Okay. It's one unified system. Yeah. It's one system, but also it's not. There's no time delay. When I open the dam, it takes 30 seconds for the water to flow over there. That's true. But when I turn on the hot water faucet, right, there's no vacuum, right? It doesn't take 30 seconds. Immediately, all the water moves. It's not like a traffic light where, you know, each car takes 10 seconds to rev the engine. When you open, if I open the water here, immediately the water moves to all the pipes. It has to. You can't say this water moves first. Then there'll be a vacuum in between. There's not allowed to be a vacuum if you get the rules. Get the halachos of physics. So, Sedra Bavadya, in the Abiya Omer, okay, I mean, he quotes it, it's a Chilak Dalet or a Chaim Lamed Hei, if you want to look at it, but it says the Abiya Omer. He says, no, this is Koach Rishon, because it's immediate.
And because it's immediate, it all moves together. That looks like it's the edge. It's the edge of the tunnel for the water to flow. Over here, the water immediately will move.
A physicist will tell me, you know, it's not immediate. Nothing is fast with speed of light, whatever. Okay, I don't know. It's immediate for our purpose. As far as the human eye can see, it's immediate. So therefore, says the Archashav, says the thing like the Polkin. He says, how can I say? He quotes the Rule Yashiv, who is Machmer in this. He says that Rav Shmuel Orbach said that Rav Shlomo Zalman was Machmer and that Rav Shlomo Zalman. Not clear. He doesn't discuss this exact case. Some place might not be not clear. Lemaisa, if you want any lingman's cook, if you see Jews who use the hot water on Shabbos and you want a lingman's cook for them, say, according to the Hartzvi, it's grumma. It's grumma. It's grumma vipsik resha. Grumma vipsik resha. There's room for your nakel. That's a much, that's the, and if it's a vipsik resha nichele, grumma vipsik resha nichele, there's room for your nakel. That's a great lingman's cook. The Hartzvi was right. It would be more than lingman's cook. They wouldn't even be a heter. The problem is that the Hartzvi is not fucking at all. The Hartzvi is a finish. And maybe Vanya's right. And it's very hard to tell. Most of the postgim, the Orcha Shabbos says the suffix, so we're machmer. Sithaliyad Rosh says the suffix, so we're machmer. Lemaita, we're machmer. But it's a nice limud's cook. So if you're relative to your hot water on Shabbos, of course the hard speed of the good limud's cook, but Lemaita, the suffix oriented. Maybe it's Orcha Shabbos, it's not shaking. So we don't want to get into that. Lemaita, machmer, means machmer. Now, the next thing, we're almost down in bed. In a case like this, where a little bit of hot water, he wouldn't be making a lot of the crazy for grumma anyway, if it wasn't grumma. Because it's like too close to your kavanah.
Are apartment buildings different as far as mitzvahs? Like, let's say in America, where it's a row of non-Jews.
I never really understood this apartment building. There's a rumor that there's an apartment building. Why is there an apartment building hat there?
Already a lot of water would be
because the hot water anyway. But you're obviously making more flow of hot water of water. So I must admit I never found any big rabbi who explained this apartment building hat to me. And I never really understood the apartment building after, so maybe I don't get it. It's one of these Eterim which, like, if you try to trace it back, you never end up anywhere. I have a lot of Eterim like that. Everyone heard, like, whatever, and then you try to trace it back and you end up nowhere. In my case, you say, if I had a nickel for every time I heard someone say, oh, no, probably, yeah, I'm just doing what my friend told me this is the rub from why you told him it was Mutter, and then you trace it back and you can't find anyone who ever said it was Mutter, so you know what that means. People I know that weren't here. Someone told me that. I don't remember ever saying anything like that. So I don't know what's with the apartment building hats or gay slide.
Even when the RTC, like Ray pointed out, you can't turn on the water towards the middle of Yakula, so it has to be
correct. Totally. You can turn on the Yakula, it's going to come down, and you're purposely cooking. This would only work to turn on pure cold, pure hot water,
or
to turn on a mixture that's left in Yakula. Most of the time, that's what a lot of people do. You could have the hard to. Okay.
Not most older boys that take care of the fire. They have a big water tank. Then when that goes down a certain level, so then the boiler itself will fill that with hot water.
Really? Are you sure?
Older boys.
Okay. And what?
So then when would that, at that stage, would you consider it?
Something like that. And you might have a much better header. I've never heard of it, but if there's something which you take hot water out, cold water, something under your plate, just like at a certain point when it goes beyond a certain level, then something happens. Then already my head's already in the top. It's not a great show. I think out maybe that will happen. Maybe this water will do anything. Maybe it's only the next water that will do something. So, every time you're right. If I turn on the water 20 times over Shabbos, once or twice, or even 10 times this will happen, but each time my erase is potentially going to happen. So then again, the pressure of the negotiation is happening. Okay, and yeah, again, so the question is probably two iterations better in life, and that really could be really multiple. Even though there are a lot of people want to be math rare, but you know, I'd be comfortable being math.
In the case of someone putting the sink and the meat in the middle, is this sweet term of the cooking happening right there in the sink and then also the thing that's happening in the toilet?
Yeah, but since they're both cooking, it's not really too certain. Yeah, it's like cooking two things at once, which is reboshirin, but you know.
Would there be, I just remember this coming up, in the case of a case with a computer and we're taking out hot water. So, before this would be this case, is there any issue of my situation with that?
If someone.
You can get someone from the shape of the whole filter, or like somebody that would not be able to feel, would you be able to use the water? If you
I mean, someone took hot water from the tap.
Yeah.
And would there be a heter? Would you be allowed to use that hot water? Lemaista, I think you would, because you could combine a bunch of kulas. One of them is that they didn't let's assume they didn't like mix it and make yakulas now, but they didn't actually do a malacha in the water you're holding. They did a malacha in the water up in the boiler or down in the boiler. So it could be that doesn't count as fine shabbat. If they did a malacha in something totally different and you get something. You get a totally different cut to the cut to the halacha, that might not be my stop. It's possible stop that's not my shop. Although we'll get to it. That's a big, you know, whatever. That's a big shiloh, but we'll get to it. Okay, both sides. Let us learn a little more about Zoreya. Because I already gave out the Horishim, of course. Okay. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Vav. Right? Right? Shin Lamed Vav, Shin Lamed Zayin are Zoreya Horish Kotzer. We're just going to do them a little bit out of order. We already discussed if Gimel, if Dalet, Yeshul Zor, Melahashka, Drum, Gemachim, Yidith, Geshamim, Shisopel, Lathnefin, and it's not a Gemara. This is just a Svar, the Rishonim. You shouldn't throw seeds, even innocently. Yeah, here also, innocently. Yeah, throwing your seeds, a watermelon, in a place where it's wet because they will grow. Meaning, if you put them on totally dry, parched ground or concrete or whatever, then that's not Zoreya. They're just going to sit there forever. But if you put them someplace moist, they might grow. If you're feeding your Tarnagolim, and then you should only give them 1 or 2 days worth, because if you give them 3 days worth of seed, they won't be able to eat it all till 3 days, and in 3 days it'll start sprouting. And that will be a malacha unless the place people walk, because then they for sure won't sprout, people won't step on them. And basically we see from here that if you throw them someplace where they can't sprout, even because chickens will eat them, or because someone will pick them up, then that is not a malacha. Okay. Even the Mekhatina would have to admit that if you put them someplace where they will naturally get confiscated, get destroyed before they can grow, then that's not a malacha. Get the Yudalev. So it can be Kiddush the Ramah. So it can deserve Kiddush the Mayim, growing in water, right? You soak your chitim sorum in water. Hariza told us the Reya the Chayav Kolshu, the Shear of the Reya, by the way, the Kolshu. And your Chayav, meaning it's an Ishida Raisa, if you soak wheat and barley or any other seeds in water. Why is this a big Chiddush? As the Magna Brahm asks, this is a Rama, that it's against the Gemara's Vachem. The Gemara's Vachem says if you put wheat and barley seeds in water, that's Mutter. But if you put flax seeds in water, that's usher because of leisha, it makes it into a paste, right? It's kneading. But it says wheat and barley is mutter. So how come the Rambam says it's usher? What would the svar be? The svar would be that, in water without soil is not called zorea. So why does the Rambam think it is called zorea? So he's a svar, it still grows. But what are the Gorin's vachim? But among them, there's no problem. The Gorin's vachim means you throw them in for just a few minutes until you're ready to eat them, or feeding the animals, something they're soaked in to make it easier for the animals to eat. If you're throwing it in for 10 minutes, then wheat and barley is fine because it doesn't make a paste and it's not leisha like flax seeds, and nothing can grow in 10 minutes. The Rambam here means if you throw them in for a long time, how long does it take to sprout? The Rambam estimates half a day. Right? He says the. Okay, so therefore the Rambam's not against the Gemara. The Gemara's Vachem just meant it's not leisha if you throw them in and they feed it your animal 10 minutes later. But if you leave them there for half a day, then that is still
That is still Zorea. There's Mishaber. Brings some applications. He has some sort of there's your short lots of hand walls for Shechar. Apparently, I don't know anything of beer making. You have to like soak them till they sprout a little, then they become mold and use them for beer. So he said that might make them grow. So that would be a big iser. Okay, the Rama halacha lemaisa. By the way, interesting. I get this part of this question a lot. Says Rama Shmuel, did you get the board? Okay, says Rama. You know, also something that I'm shocked at all. Water lahamid unfit water for mayim. You could put branches of trees that we call flowers, right? Flowers in the field. We can put flowers in water on Shabbos. As long as they don't have flowers that will open because of the moisture. As long as they don't have flowers that will open because of the moisture, what is coaching? If basically, let's say there are three, by the time you get three achronim here, there are three potentially servants putting flowers and water on Shabbos. Three potentially servants putting flowers and water on Shabbos. What are the three potential Isurim involved in putting flowers and water on Shabbat? Let's see, right? Potential Isurim in placing flowers and water on Shabbat. Okay, in order, I'll just decide now. One is discussed by the Magen Avraham, Yud Gimel. What does the Magen Avraham says? Could be an answer, putting flowers or branches in water. Mukta. Mukta. They're mukta. So says the Magen Avraham. The hukum, he asked for attachment. No, this means that from before Shabbos, he set them aside for use. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is etam habonim. Stomped plants that break off the ground and fall on the ground are mukta on Shabbos. But if you set them aside for use, then they're not mukta. And the chiddush is, a lot of people make a mistake about this. If you set them aside for use of decoration, that's called the use on Shabbos. I know some of us here are big puritanical Bali Muslims say decoration is not a use, that's sure. But that's okay. Maybe that's true from other perspective, maybe it isn't, I'm not sure. But it's not true from a lot of perspective. Decoration is called a use. Decoration is called a use. Just like in the Chumash, you use the word kli about jewelry, which is just for decoration. So decoration of your house is also a use. So therefore, if I buy flowers before Shabbat, I don't mean I find some branches in my backyard. That's mukta. If you buy flowers before Shabbat, that's obviously set aside for you. Therefore, it's not mukta. So that's the Magen Avraham. One issue might be mukta. That's the Magen Avraham. It's part of that issue. Well, no problem if it's set aside before Shabbat. Right? Some people think that you can't move the vase with the flowers that are shot in the books. And no, a decoration is a use. And therefore, it's totally mukhan, not a problem at all. The second issue is what the Rama says. Maybe we should have started with that. Is Zorea? Is it Zorea? And therefore, all the Rama just said, if you put things in water to make them grow, that's Zorea. Right? That's the finish of the Rama. But it's the finish of the Rama we accept. Why? Because it's logical. If you grow things, you grow things, right? So is it an issue of Zorea? Says the Ma'aril, says that depends if it's going to grow or not. If it's not going to grow, it's not Zorea. If it's going to grow, it's Zorea. And he says, and when will it grow? When won't it? The fun little chiddush of Ma'aril was, what if it will grow bigger, but the flowers will open? Then that's called Zorea. That's the chiddush of Ma'aril. So Zorea, no problem. Then it won't grow. Everyone knows if I put something, if I put beans in water, they'll sprout. Everyone knows if I put flowers in water, no matter what I do, they're not going to grow into bigger flowers. What? They won't die, but they won't grow. Not dying is not the rare. Because then that makes it grow, that makes it able to grow more. But here, when you protect those things from that, it can grow more, that's the rare. When you protect those things from that, it just won't die, but it won't grow, that's not the rare. No, that's only your Riach HaRish so that it can grow more. So you're right, we didn't say that, but that's what we meant. Okay. Ah, and they open it.
stuff. But since it won't grow, it's not so raya. But what's the chiddush of the Ramah?
What if they don't grow, but they open? You know, sometimes you can buy flowers and they're closed, but when you put them in water, they open. Says Maril, if they open, that's called, if they open, that is called Zoraya. However, one interesting question,
right? Since it won't grow, it's not Zoraya, but that's the chiddush of Maril. But if the flowers will open, then it is Zoraya.
And therefore, one has to be careful. You can put flowers in water on Shabbos if there's nothing to open because they're already open, right? But if they will open on Shabbos, even though it's not really growing, it's just opening, that's called Zoraya. An interesting question I wonder about is that really...
Or
if they have no flowers, then it's not shy of the rare. Is that really Zoraya? I thought they're not growing, they're just opening. You could say opening is kind of growing. I was a little stuff about this. I found that in the 39, anyone have a 39 Malacha book here? Okay. It would be good for everyone to just randomly bring a paper once in a while. Yeah, so they'll have it. In the 39 Malacha book, in footnote, but I wrote it down, in footnote 84.
Rebbe, I have one. Should I grab it?
Yeah, you want to read the Zoraya, footnote 84?
Yeah, sure. 1 second.
Rebbe, how do you know if it's open?
How do you know?
No, there's probably a range of open.
Yeah,
it's
like, okay,
how many
about to die?
I have no idea.
So, 1 second.
Rebbe,
give their attention to Jesse. I mean, I know it will die, but it's already dead. And it has no potential for growth. It's not a seed. He thinks it's only the Zoraya Midrabanan. That's even dyke for the Maril. I don't know if he's right or if he's not right, but from Rivias.
Wouldn't that be shared the whole point of flowers to make them look nice?
Rivias says it's the Zoraya Midrabanan. But in any case, it's Oster, so you have to be careful about that. Now, the last thing, thank you. The last thing I want to mention is the third issue, which is what the Ramah says very pithily. But I am a common from top ration on Dalit. Top ration on Dalit is Hilchot what?
Okay.
Hilchot Stokka, Hilchot Gula, more specifically. What does the Mishnah say in Stokka? That when the woman takes the Gula for her husband, on Shabbos she can put it back in the water. On Yontif, you can even add water. And on Chol Moed, you can even totally change the water and make new water. Okay, so on Shabbat, you can put back in the water, but you can't add or change the water. You can only put back in the water. Why? So, okay, I personally, I'm not sure if I would have gone the way almost all the portion did. So I'm looking Rashi or Beit Hanan on the Daf and Sukkah. Why can't you change the water on Yom Tov and even change the water or add water on Shabbos? Rashi said, Tircha. Okay, to us, it doesn't seem like a big Tircha, but again, that's because we have running water. You know, maybe we just don't know what it was like in the old days, and you had to get water from the well. The Rabbeinu Hanan says, no, it looks like you're doing agriculture on Shabbos. Change the water, even though it's already cut off and
not growing anymore. It looks like you're trying to make things grow down. Okay. In any case, the Achronim all go with Rashi. They say it's an issue of Tircha, and therefore, Iser, Haklofa, or Hosafa, Mayim, Bishavit, which means that you can put that in water, but not fill the vase or even add water, right? Which means if someone brings you flowers on Shabbos, someone comes Friday, I guess, they bring flowers. You can't just take a vase, go to the sink, fill it with water, and put the flowers in the vase, even if they're not going to open it. Even if no Shabbos is already, clearly they don't want them. They bought the flowers before Shabbos. No one cut them off or picked them from the park on Shabbos. But even if those are there, still uncertain the answer of adding water on Shabbos. Interestingly, what I would think may be a nafkamina between Rashi and Menachem Hananel would be, maybe not, okay. What if something in between? I can't fill up a vase with water. I can put them back in the water. What if I put them in water that's already filled? Like, for example, I have a pitcher of water. And I say, I'll just take these flowers someone, yes, brought me Friday night, and I'll put them in the pitcher of water because I can't fill a vase in this thing. The pitcher's already full. What if you have something that already has water? Can you put the flowers in them? If you would say, again, if you're a Ben Hananel, you think the Isser is because it looks like agriculture, that looks like agriculture. You're taking them and putting them in water that they used to be in. But if you would say to the Terracotta, what's the Terracotta here? It's already full of water. You might have filled the pitcher up on Friday. Right, so there'd be a solution. Just take out a pitcher of cold water from the fridge, put the flowers in them, and then what are you going to drink? Okay, then you can fill up another pitcher with drinking water. That's what they're. So can you do that trick or not? So the Mishnah discusses this right here in Nundalit. You would think if they serve Pircha, that would be mutter as long as I'm not filling the vase. So he says lo lamid. He says hang lach nir b'shav l'tochan. The feed the hadakas of the motlamina hainlach viram shall tocha people for nit lumihela, lola minu kachila. You can't put them in water in the first place, sounding like even in a pitcher of water that's already full. But then he says, Vishachronim shasol for him, Divida Sosmer of Masha filu kachila motlamina mekachish for my zumonimir of Shabbos. Lo amr lohosa atamayim sham tircha yaseira. What is he saying? He says that. By the way, he ends with, if the flowers are going to open, you can't even put them back in the water they used to be. And it's over, yeah? But what does he say? He says, Machlok Zachronim. Machlok Zachronim. He thinks the shot of the Tosfos Shabbos and the Chayyadim sounds like it's Osir, but the bottom points out the Prima Gadol and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Sounds like Mutter, if the answer is there, there is Mutter. What about into already filled water, but for the first time, Machlokas, if it says because of Tircha, then maybe they did not for that. You're not doing any Tircha. And in the Shartz, he only points that he said, actually, you should let all of them Shocha. Okay, he says, you know what? Look, Achila, just putting them before Shabbat. But if you're stuck, let's say you forgot to get the word on Shabbat, then you can be Tomei Chamed. Right? So, Lamaita, if Lamaita Yeshua Hakel in Shachach Lehamidan Lifnei Shabbat. Meaning, don't wait for Shabbat on purpose. Put them in before Shabbat. But if you forgot, if someone brought you flowers in the last minute, someone brought you flowers after Shabbat started, you have a pitcher of water, you can put them in the pitcher of water and be so make on the Mechilim al Chamaita if they don't have flowers that are going to open. If they don't have flowers, they're going to open. What?
Are they always going to open?
If I buy roses, sometimes they come like all nice and closed. Those are the nicer ones, and then they're gonna open. Sometimes they're already open. Those are the cheap ones
that are a little old.
Partially open employment.
What?
No difference between partially open employment.
Again, it is hard to tell how to draw the line, I admit. But sometimes they're like as open as they're gonna be. From then on, they're just gonna fall off. But you're right. A lot of people
usually don't bring flowers that are fully open. But then they're going to die.
Okay, you're right. Then that's not such a good answer then.
Left of the kind, some flowers don't open at all, though. There are some kinds of flowers that don't open at all. That just, they grow that way and they stay that way. What? Like daisies, but I don't know the names of the flower.
Okay. I think yeah, I guess it's on the same point, not work by definition for something that's only meant for noi and whatever you're doing for the watering. That's the way to maintain this type of tree or plant or whatever this happens to be. By watering it, isn't the dorea for flowers?
No, dorea is to make it grow and it's growing. Once you cut it off the ground and till it, just to like keep it moist so it doesn't droop for a while, that's not dorea.
Right, in his case, what dorea is about just like bigger. That's not what the Rishonim don't say bigger. It's latmia. Latmia for flowers is beautifying.
No, latmia for flowers is to plant them in the ground and they grow. Okay, you're covering it very well. You don't have to agree. Either way, thoughts are. Okay, bye. What I don't want to get into now, but we'll get into a little more when we discuss coat there, is I put a bracket in the end. What about Otsa She'en Onako, right? Anything in Halacha, you also always have to ask one of Otsa She'en Onako, right? There's certain questions that, like, a Ben Torah always ask, right? You always ask, and what if you were happy of the Ben Korin? You always ask, what if it was Otsa She'en Onako? There's certain questions that, yeah, differentiate the Torah from Amarasa. Exactly. What about an androgynous, et cetera? So basically, you know, when something is a plant instead of an animal, and we can't ask if it's, what if it's an androgynous, we ask, what if it's planted Ashashenu Nakov? Ashashenu Nakov being a planter that without a hole, if there's a plant on the ground with a hole in the bottom, like normal planters, that's in Rechobel Karka. We don't write. What if it's a planter with no hole in the bottom? So it's separated from the Karka. Or however it should be that way. It goes to get planted in the hole in the bottom, but it's like on a table in your fourth floor apartment. It's not in the ground, right? So what if it's disking? It's growing like house plant, right? Most house plants, even if there's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, but it doesn't matter. There's something separating it from the ground. Maybe a lot of somethings. So what about house plants that are growing? What about planting something or watering a plant in an opposition or not? Usually, that's like the Rechobel Karka. It's only Chayim Shvuyas the mice grow Nidra Bana, right? It's only Chayim Shvuyas Nidra Bana. It's considered, you know, for Chotem Mishpat, it's considered metabolite, etc. For Melacha of Kotzer there, it's very explicit that the Melacha of Kotzer there, it's only Kotzer Midra Bana. It's only Kotzer Midra Bana if you're Kotzer from Atzah She'enu Nakov. So what if you plant or water an Atzah She'enu Nakov? Is that the raid, the right or the raid drop bottom? It's for sure not mutter. Atsushenu Nakov is not mutter. I once, you know, I once knew someone who, you know, was not properly learned, and they grew fruit in an Atsushenu Nakov, and they didn't take off shoes or maestros. I said, that's crazy. You know, it's just that you have to take off your bottom, you still have to take off. No, it's that it's potter. Not crazy, you know. A mistake. Fine. What about Zorea Ba'atashenu Nakum? Then answer the right to the Rabbanah. Not going to make such an Akamina most of the times, because either way, it's Asr. You can't plant even in a flower pot in your house disconnected from the ground. You can't water even a flower pot in your house disconnected from the ground, etc. But with that being answer the right or answer the Rabbanah, Bilak Mishra Shabbos Kochasa, he quotes a big machlokas, Achronin, the Igle Talfed, it's only Drabanan. But the Chayy Adam, the Archa Shulchan, say that it's also to Oraisa, and here we have a difference between the Rea and Kotzer. And if it's not exactly the way they say it, but it could be the Svar to differentiate is that in Kotzer, the Malacha is disconnecting from the ground. So it's only Doraisa if it's in the ground. But in Zoreya, the Ether makes something grow. And therefore, wherever it grows, it is still Otter. Obviously, those say thought to the Raisa, but the Raya from the Rambam says planting water is also the Raisa. That's connected to the ground, Lakora. Anyway, that's a bit of a machloka. But it doesn't matter. Either way, whether it connects to the ground or disconnects from the ground, it's Otter to plant or to water or to make plants grow. The only machloka is whether it's an Ether to Raisa or an Ether to Rabbana.
Who's that around?
The Shmir Shabbos Kochasta right here in footnote Dalid says, "Will any Zriya be up to Tina Nakov? Look at the Chayav and the Rosh Hashulchan that it's Asur Doraisa, etc., etc. And look at the Egli Tal, and he says only Asur Drabanan. Okay, Egli Tal Drabanan and Chayav and the Rosh Hashulchan Doraisa. Okay, right.
Around the grid, right. How are you doing that right around here, right?
How do you do it? So the Egli Tal, the truth is that the Egli Tal, once they potter, said is different from the Rambam because he said really the curve of the Tianakov is not the normal place to grow these things. But some things normal to grow water, but everything grows in soil, not normal to grow up the Tianakov. You shall add a lot on that. Good question. Okay, right. Let's talk a little about, I think we finished the Makoros on the Rea. Let's start talking a little about Chorish. Okay, everything starts from the source.
What's the source? Okay. But for practical purposes,
the source for us of everything comes from Shabbat Avayim Gimel, right? From the Avot Malacha Arbaim Chaser Acha. So one was Chorish, the Gemara says. Mechdi mechrav karvi bereisha lisni choresh v'hadr lisni zoreya, right? Since you do harisha before zoreya, right? Niru lachem nir ve'altiz ruel kotzim, as you may understand. You always do harisha before zoreya. You have to plow before you plant. So why does the Mishnah say zoreya v'choresh? So the answer is v'marbe tanaber shalkoi d'zari bereisha v'hadr karvi. The Marba, the way Rashi says, placed in Israel where they plow and they plant and then they plow again to cover up the seeds well. Okay, on this, there's a... but let's come back to that in a second. Then the Gemara a little later says, what's included in Chorish Tana, Chorish Vachofer, Vachoretz Kulon Malacha Achatein, whether you plow or you dig a hole or you dig a ditch, those are all the Malacha of... those are all the malacha of Chorish, so it doesn't have to be plowing, it's any digging in the ground. What does not only that, Amrav Shesha, so I shall look up Shushis, but not love a bias, Chaim Shabona, Besada Chaim Shabchorish, Amrav, I shall go, Matimma, Bias Chaim Shabona, Besada Misham Chorish, if you have a little mound that you take off to level your floor, or you have a little hole that you fill in to level your floor. In the house that's called Bona, you're building the house. In the field that's called Choresh, because you are improving the field. What is the Yisod? What do all these things have in common that make them Choresh? Is the Machlokes Rishonim. What's the Yisod of Choresh? What does Rashi say all these actions have in common that make them Choresh?
We are.
Ripuye are softening the earth. Ah, how does filling in a hole soften the earth? He says, sure, when you fill in a hole, you move the dirt into the hole and it gets soft. Whenever you move dirt from one place to another, you soften it as you move it. And how does taking off a little mound? Yeah, when you scrape the ground, you scrape that off and you soften it. So what's the yisod of Choresh? Says Rashi, Rifuye Ara, softening the ground. It's all about softening. However, I don't think Rabbeinu Chananel agrees with him. Because if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel here, he says, yeah. Exactly, he says someplace here, right? HaChoresh, 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 Astikna kol elim shem karisha, kol sheli yafas karka, besodach hayim shem choresh, kol shem babayis, lashos hayim shem bonet li yafo karka. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, right? Mi yafe karka, meaning you improve the land. It doesn't have to be something being proven. He would say, no, it's not with softening. If you fill the hole, you can pat the dirt in very hard and make it less soft. But it's improving the land. Now, straight land, you can be more easily used for agriculture. Okay, the bit of my focus, rationing the softening, the rechal is broader. It says any improving the land. Okay, let me see. I don't know if there's a lot of nafkamina.
Maybe it's just like
I don't think so. I think Rashi would say it has to be softening.
Doesn't say rebook with what?
Rashi says by the flattening, Mishum Choresh, the Marpe Ara.
What about making holes on
skill.
Because then you have something. You have the joke moment.
This doesn't the sheer courage is like a bit of speed of the top. It's not about making pushy.
I think
when you dig though, see,
here's the thing, where
it's
going to
be
hard to find a painting, which is really rough. Which is good for speed. Okay, I don't know if there's such an opportunity of that. What's more interesting is the Pnei Yoshua.
What is the Pnei Yoshua thing here? What did the Pnei Yoshua say here? It's part of a pilpul of some answering something else, but what does he say? But he says that it's only Choresh. Someone to read me the thing or two. That it's only Latoros Ria, right? It's only Choresh if you improve the land for Zria. Part of it, yes, that's the thing in the house and the field, right?
And so, why isn't Choresh to do the same thing in the house? It's both. Why isn't Choresh to do it in the house? The answer, we say maybe Bona makes it not Choresh. That's not true. Don't work terribly. Eat them as two things.
Something we too always call, huh?
Maybe you could have gotten out of this, but the puzzle shot is because that's not for planting, that's for living. So it's only the it says the Bnei Yoshua, it's only says the Bnei Yoshua. It's only if you intend to plant there. It's only just for the sake of planting. The Igle Tal is the same thing. I didn't bring my Igle Tal, but of course, the end of the Pun Yud, he said, it's like a side point, a throwaway line. And it's just there only if you intend to plant it. Not everyone agrees with that. Jesse? Still there? Okay. Hi. Can you read me footnote 6 in Choresh?
Yes.
But listen to footnote 6 in Choresh.
It's from the third demo.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Is it long?
Long footnote.
Try the beginning, see if it helps.
All right. Chain mashma mistama de gemarid umistimas lashon harambam poskim duo nisker shachorish tsarech al das lizroa.
Aha! It doesn't have, no one ever said it's the al das lizroa. He's not from the Yeshua, he's from around the poskim, right? Yeshua has whole pulling where he wants to answer something about Korean tofer and makkur and kabe. Very nice to have a whole solution. But the poskim never said it has to be al das lizroa. Right? He disagreed. Keep reading a little.
Vihine Pasha should tsuras a malacha becharisha, dave tikun, vehechsha becarka, la sosa, roi lizria, vafilo yavo acharkath lizria mamish.
Aha! He says, well, of course, he has to explain why Abai is not Choresh. Abai is not Choresh because it's not roi lizria. But if someplace is roi lizria, you're the fact going to plant there, it's still Choresh. That's the chiddush. I don't give a pay with Shua. He said, the poskim never said it. You find a thing of Shua that's not a valid stock. It has to be the poskim. Right? Says Rabbi Rivia, as long as it's Roy, it has to be Roy Lizria. A house is not Roy Lizria. But as long as it's a field you could plant in, but you're not going to plant there. I have my backyard. It would be good for planting. Plant anything there. Right? Or I'm not going to plant anything there this month. And whatever it's good, it's not going to be still be there, you know, by a month from now. Right? So here we have a big machlokas. Clearly, a bias is not Choresh. Clearly, land unsuitable for agriculture is not Choresh. But says Rabbi Rivia, I don't know if you even quote the Pnei Yoshua. Tell me if you quote him. Says Rabbi Rivia, any land ro'oy lizria. However, says the Pnei Yoshua, no, only if he has kavana lizria. Only if he actually wants to, he plans to plant there. That's a big nafkamina, right? That's a big nafkamina. Is there a problem of Choresh only in places where you actually are going to plant, or only in place any place where you could have planted?
Isn't that both the Rashi opinion?
Why?
Because Rashi, he's not constructed with the little llama when he's sitting in a hole. He says it twice, it has to be towards the rear.
Let's see his lashon. Says Rashi, give me a second, sorry. Betov Lizria. Lios Nizra Imatada. Does that mean he plants the plant or just that now it's good to be planted? I can still see that going either way. And the Egli Tal really sounds like Neo Shua. What does the Egli Tal say? The Egli Tal even says that if you water land that you're going to plant in a few days, that's not harsh. Why? Because you don't plant it now. By the time you're going to plant it, water will be dry. And it's done. So the Egli Tal, Horish, Ho, that's a part of Yod. And, yeah?
The Fatman Sofer by Meir Aglaim also, it sounds a lot more like Meir Shua and Egli Tal because he's saying that because the Meir Aglaim is going to make it that three is not shy. Then,
no, but there he's saying that regardless of your kavana, it can never be good for you. Because as long as it's there, it's full of my ankle, once it's gone, it's not salt anymore.
Yeah, but it's land rather
than Sharia. So Eric's question, no, but everyone agrees that it also has to make it better for Sharia. Has to be.
It's making the ground saturated in a land which is rather than Sharia. Why is that not for it?
Okay, because like he's saying that even Rashi, one of the questions for earlier say, as the Chacham Sofer, only in a way that helps growth. Even Rashi is not that different from the Chananel. Rashi is only softening that helps things grow, and therefore it can never help things grow anymore. Okay, now I just want to end with one thing, and then we'll let Zaki ask me a question afterwards, because then we have to end. Shaar Tzion. Everyone open up to Shin Lamed Vav. Shin Lamed Vav. By the way, that Chacham Sofer is also a Bir Halacha we saw last time, right? The Bir Halacha in Shin Lamed Vav Gimel says explicitly, the second one, that softening, but you don't need a Chacham Sofer, right? Bir Halacha, Shin Lamed Vav Gimel, also said, even though we talk like Rashi softening, everyone calls Rashi because people know Rashi more than me, because I don't know in the old days. Still, the only softening is good for growth. But I want to look at Shin Lamed Vav, the Shaar Hatzion, the 18th Shaar Hatzion. What does he say? We mentioned it already. We discussed this exact line. The Karka She'ena Drua Afsha Omedet L'Harisha Mocha L'Hotel B'Mayim Achein Das Asmag L'Goz V'Yim Kvaz Kata V'Yichem Ad Yigam Ki Das Rukeh She'etik L'Din Zev V'Lechat Koresh. If you shouldn't water ground, even if nothing's growing there, if it's omedes lacharisha, if it's meant for plowing, what is meant for plowing? I think that means you plan to grow something there. He doesn't say it's growing with the lacharisha. He says it's omedes. I think the diok of the Mishnah Berurah of the Shaar Hatzion, what the diok of the Shaar Hatzion, Shin Lamed Vav, Yod Ches, he said, Omedeh, not Re'uya. He could have said, if it's Re'uya, then it's up here to water into the Kodesh. He said, oh, if it's Omedeh, that sounds more like the Tnei Yoshua and the Egli Tal, I must admit. Now, it could be that you could have other ways of explaining the Shaar Hatzion. Maybe you could say, you didn't mean to be like the Egli Tal, he just said, the great one needs to lay the keep it around them. There's no coach anyway in watering. But the pasha shot is that the pasha shot, only land where you plan to plant something is Koresh. If you don't plan to plant anything, then it is not Koresh. That's the pasha shot.
How do you determine if it's the guy owns the land or the guy owns the malacha? How do you determine if it's omedet lacharisha?
I think if anyone plans to plant something there, probably. Okay.
So there's nobody masking there. Is it, you put out a thick ratio of lacharisha, the guy owning the land is planning on planting there?
For sure, yeah.
I think it's probably the fourth guy over there.
The Pnei Yeshua doesn't say that explicitly, but I think that's what he means.
How do you know it's coming out?
Okay, so just don't do it, be unsafe. Okay, halakha l'maisa. We'll pick up Amir Tashem next time with halakha Harsh. Thank you, Jeffy, for all your help.